This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. In the early 1870s, Harmon Howard and his 9-year-old son, Henry, made a trip to Kansas from Ozark County, Missouri, apparently to see Harmon's brother, Joseph. As they approached Cherryvale, Kansas, they stopped to spend the night at a place called Bender Inn. The inn is operated by members of the Bender family, and it features a few groceries in the front of the building, with the remaining floor space used as a kitchen and sleeping quarters. The kitchen and sleeping areas are separated by a canvas-type sheet hanging from the ceiling. Pa Bender welcomes the Howards and tells them to put their buggy and mules in the barn. Upon entering the barn, Harmon is startled by the enormous supply of equipment stored inside, including wagons, buggies, and sets of harnesses. As an eyewitness to many of the ravages and atrocities of the Civil War, Harmon becomes suspicious immediately, and he says to his son, Henry, "Something is not right here." Well, as they return inside the inn for supper, the Howards are directed to sit at the table with their backs to the sheet hanging from the ceiling. The carefully arranged seating assignments just increase the wariness of the Howards, and their wariness becomes obvious to the Bender family. Well, they finish supper without incident, however, and they return to the barn to bed down for the night, but neither Harmon nor Henry sleep. They keep a constant vigil. About midnight, they see a wagon pull up behind the inn and a body carried from the inn to the wagon. Subsequently, they see 3 men heading for the barn. The men do not enter the barn, but they remain outside listening for sounds. Henry quickly grabs a club and climbs up into the loft. Harmon loses sight of him and calls out, "Henry, where are you?" When the men outside hear the Howards are awake and that they're in different locations inside the dark barn, they return to the wagon and drive off down a ravine. At first light, the Howards hitch their mules to a buggy and make a quick exit from the barn. They're intercepted by Pa Bender, however, who dashes out of the inn and insists that they come inside for breakfast. Harmon refuses, and he explains, "No, we're in a hurry. We need to get on the road." Pa Bender tells Harmon of a shortcut, he says, that will save him several miles on the trip, and he points down the same ravine that the mysterious wagon took the night before. The Howards head the mules down the ravine, but when they're out of sight, they change course, and they quickly distance themselves from the Benders. It's not until a few years later that they learn with certainty the danger to which they have been exposed. In 1873, authorities discover the Bender family has been murdering unsuspecting travelers for their money and possessions and burying the bodies in the orchard. The Benders usually murder the victims by striking them in the head with a hammer from behind the sheet while the victims sit at the supper table. The vigilance of Harmon and Henry is what saves them from being listed among those victims. This true story is just one example of the rewards of vigilance, and it is this same kind of vigilance that is necessary for keeping us safe during our spiritual journey. Peter warns in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." In verse 7, Peter says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The fact that we can cast every care upon God does not mean that we can sit back and do nothing to ensure our own safety. We must be sober and watchful. Cromwell's advice to his troops was, "Trust in God and keep your powder dry." Well, the devil is a very dangerous enemy. He is a liar who deceives, a serpent who bites, and a lion who devours. He has tremendous power and intelligence and a host of demons to assist him in his attacks upon God's people. Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 1, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, Revelation 12, 9 through 11, and John 8 and verse 44. Our weapons against the devil include the Word of God and prayer. Our protection is the complete armor that God provides, according to Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 18. On the night Jesus is arrested, if Peter follows the same advice he gives here, he will not go to sleep in the garden. attack the servant of the high priest, or deny the Lord. But he does not heed the Lord's warning to watch and pray, and thus he learns the hard way the true rewards of vigilance. I'm thankful for Harmon and Henry Howard's vigilance while at the notorious Bender Inn. They eventually return to Ozark County, Missouri, where Henry marries and has a large family. Among his children is the late Joe Howard, who becomes a powerful gospel preacher, debater, and establisher of churches.